Psachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, 9-9. The last three Mishnahs of the Perek, and really of the topic concerning the Korban Pesach, deal with scenarios where two animals that were both designated as a Korban Pesach were mixed up, and now you don't know which is which, and it had people already manoi registered on the animal. So you can't just arbitrarily assign one to each because the person needs to bring the Korban on which he is registered. Okay, so that's the setup over here. We'll have a bunch of different cases considering different issues. The first is where you have a group, a chabura, and they had identified a Pesach, they had registered it, and then the Pesach went and got lost. So now they're not sure what to do. Do they go, they're going to send someone to go find it, but if that person, they're not going to know necessarily if he found it or not. So the rule is that a person could always withdraw from a Korban Pesach formally prior to Shechita. That's not a problem. The problem is that a person can also be contingently registered on two separate animals. And although a person could always withdraw, if you assign a shaliach, an agent, to act on your behalf, so then he's been authorized, he can make it such that, so to speak, whether you like it or not, you are now, since he's authorized to do so, you're on his Korban Pesach when he shechts it. And then if you had been contingently registered on two korbanos, two animals, so then the first one that he shechts is yours, and the other one now has no, if you're the only person who's registered on it, so then there's no one left on it, it's just, it can't be offered anymore, and is the case if you have a korban with no one left to register on it, then it's going to be a moser, a pesach, a letter for pesach, which is brought as a korban, as a shlamim, and if you subsequently shechted it, this Pesach cannot be eaten because you already registered on the first Pesach, and that being the case, the second Shechted Pesach on which you weren't registered, because if your agent Shechted for you the first one, so that's yours, the second one is no one's therefore, and that therefore has to be go to Beis HaSreifa to see burned as an invalid Pesach. Those are the moving parts in the Mishnah. We're going to have four scenarios where you have a group, one person separates from the group to go in search of the missing animal. The difference is going to be whether he was authorized to act on their behalf or if they were authorized to act on his behalf, or both authorized each other, or neither authorized anybody. So let's go through the cases. The first is chabura. You have a group, she'avad pischo, and the group had identified a Korban Pesach, had been registered on that Korban Pesach, but then the animal, while alive, runs away. So they don't know what to do. Va'amru le'echa, they tell one guy, we'll call him the hero. They tell the hero of the group, tsei uvakesh, go out, find the animal, ushchot aleinu, and shecht it on our behalf as a Korban Pesach. So now that's the shlichos. They're authorizing him to shecht the Korban Pesach on their behalf. So they're going to be registered on that Korban Pesach, and now it's not so simple for them to simply withdraw off the animal anymore without speaking to him. He's authorized to act on their behalf. And if he shechts, he drags them along with him to be on that particular animal. So that's fine. But then what happens is, halach, our hero goes, umatza, he finds the missing animal, v'shachat, and he indeed shechts it for himself and for the rest of the chabura. So everything is simple. The problem is, v'heim, the guys back home, meanwhile, panicked. They thought they had no Pesach for a Seder, and therefore, lakhu, they found a second animal, v'shachatu, and they also shechted their animal. So now, im shelo nishchat rishon, if the hero shechted his animal first, meaning the original animal, the animal which they were originally registered on, and which they authorized him as their shaliach to shecht on their behalf. So that means he shechted the animal for him and for them, and this is their Korban Pesach. No questions. Hu ochel mishalo, he will eat that animal, from that animal he shechted. Vehem and the rest of the chabura, ochlin imo mishalo. They'll also eat from the Korban Pesach that he shechted, by virtue of the fact that he did it on their behalf as their agent. V'im shalehen nishchat rishon, if they, however, shechted their animal first. So now, by virtue of the fact that they shechted an animal as a Korban Pesach for themselves, so now automatically, like it or not, this is their Korban Pesach, which means they cannot be registered on the other one that the hero found. So now they're withdrawn from it. So that means the one that they shechted, the second animal, we'll call it, is theirs. And the one that he shechted, the original one, we'll call it the hero shechts, that's his. he couldn't bring them along anymore because although he was authorized to act on their behalf, once they shechted the korban for themselves, automatically can't be on two pays pesachim, and therefore the one that he shechted is just for him. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Im shelehen nishchat rishon, if they shecht the second one that they took, that was the first animal to be slaughtered for a pesach, heim ochin mishalehen, they'll eat from that second animal they found because they acted for themselves. Vahu, and the hero, ochel mishalo, he alone will eat the animal, the original animal that he found, because he shafted it for himself. Again, although he was authorized to act on their behalf, that authorization is no longer effective, can't be effective, once they shaft another animal, it's a korban pesach, because now they're one pesach per person per year, of course. Fine. Now what happens if v'im einu yedua le'eze mehen nishchat rishon? You don't know which was shafted first. We said, if he shafts first, they eat his. If they shecht first, they eat theirs. In all events, he'll eat his own. The question is, if you don't know which one is shechted first, so which one do they eat from? Oh, sheshachetu shnein ke'echad, or if both were shechted simultaneously. And although the such we're saying simultaneously, essentially it boils down to the same issue of when things are shechted simultaneously, you actually never know which was really shechted first, right? Because it's not really simultaneous necessarily. And that being the case, in both those scenarios, there's a question mark on the group, which carbon is theirs. The one that was shechted first really would be theirs, but they don't know which one was shechted first, therefore they're stuck. So hu ochel mishalo, he has no doubts. He only was ever registered on one animal, he shechts it, he eats from it. Vehem, but these guys don't know which way to go, einem ochlen imo, they may not eat with him. They can't eat his korban, because maybe they shechted theirs first. They can't eat the one they chose second, because maybe his was shechted first. Vishalahen, as for this animal, so assuming their animal, now so we said it's been shechted, so it can't be eaten. Yetze levesa sreifa, it has to be burned in the place called besa sreifa, it's burned like any other pasul korban. But these guys, the group, although they didn't eat from the korban, uputur melasos pesach sheni, they're exempt from bringing a second additional korban pesach come ER, because although we don't know which was their korban, they had a korban brought for them, either by themselves or by their agent, and therefore they're yotzi, the bring of a korban pesach. So no pesach sheni to be brought, even though they didn't eat from the korban pesach. As we've seen numerous times already, just because you didn't eat from the korban pesach doesn't mean you weren't yotzi bringing the korban pesach. Now, that's the first case. There are going to be four cases. The second case now is where he, the hero, is going to go out searching for the missing animal, but instead of them authorizing him to act on their behalf, he's authorizing them to act on his behalf. And he's saying, listen, if I find the missing Pesach, that's great. But if I go wandering far afield and I don't come back in time, so assume I didn't find the Pesach, and therefore do me a favor, I don't want to not have any Pesach Seder tonight, at the Seder. So therefore, you are authorized, I'm authorizing you, making this a shlichus again, to shecht the Korban Pesach on my behalf. So now the halachos will be the exact same, just the name switched. Now, the hero authorizes the group to act on his behalf, but the group didn't authorize the hero. And therefore, the mission says, Amar Lehen, if he, our hero, says to the rest of the group, Im Echarti, if I'm delayed in coming back after I go to search for this animal, Tsu'u V'shachatu Alai, find a new animal, a second animal, and shecht on my behalf. So he authorizes them. Halach Umatso, but he went and he did find the original animal. But meanwhile, he has authorized the other group to act on his behalf. B'shachat, he shechts the original animal. V'hein, lakhu, they didn't see him come back. They panicked, they got a second animal, and very dutifully, based on his authorization, b'shachatu, they shechted it for themselves and also for him. So, the principles are still in effect from the previous case of the Mishnah. Im shelehen nishchat rishon, if they shechted first, so then of course, that's for them, because that's their korban. And as for him, since he authorized them, so they shecht on his behalf also. So this is his korban as well. And the korban he ultimately found and shechted, that was just a puzzle. That's no good. So hein ochen mishalahen, they eat from the second one. Vahu ochel imahen, he was joins with them, as I said. Vim shalom nishchat rishon, on the other hand, if he, the hero, after authorizing the group to get a new animal on his behalf, if he doesn't come back, but he found an animal and he shechted it. So of course, he shechted it. If he shechted it and his animal is shechted first, im shalo nishchat rishon, if his animal is shechted first, so that means that perforce he withdrew his hands, taking off the registry of the, I shouldn't say that, he shechts animal which he was originally registered on, and therefore necessarily they can't shecht on his behalf. So therefore the one he shechts is theirs. As for them, they never authorized him to act on their behalf. And therefore, when they got the new animal, they were being Moshe Chamili, they were taking off the registry of the original, they're on the new one, and therefore everything's going to be okay. Hu ochel mishalo, he'll eat his animal, the original one which he found and shechted, because he got there first. Vehein ochel mishalhen, and they, who shechted a new animal, of course, since they never authorized him to act on their behalf, he can't obligate them. They're effectively redeeming they're pulling their hands off the registry of the original and onto the second, so they'll eat the second one. That's fine. Vim enu yodua ezim hem nishchat rishon. If you're not sure which of the two was shechted first, osheshachatu shneim ke'achad, or they're both shechted at the same time, which again boils down to the same thing, you don't know which one happened first, there's a suffix. Hein ochlin mishalahen, they will be able to eat theirs, because at all events we see they're going to eat theirs, because they didn't authorize him to act on their behalf, so whatever they shechted, that's for them. But as for him, so we're not sure, right? If he shechted first, then it would be his. If they shechted first, it'd be theirs, since we don't know which one happened first. V'hu eni ochel imahen, he can't eat theirs. Vishalo, as for him, yet the base of Srefa, it will get burned because he can't eat his either. Maybe they shechted theirs first. And that being the case, ufater melasos pesach sheni, he won't be able to eat, but he'll be exempt from being another Pesach because, at all events, either he or they brought a Pesach on his behalf. The third case is Amr Lehen v'Amru Lo. They both authorize the other, meaning the group authorized the hero to shecht on their behalf, and the hero authorized the group to shecht on his behalf. So now, it's going to basically be whoever shechts first acted on behalf of themselves and the other party. That being the case, Ochlin Kulam Min HaRishon. Everyone eats from the first one that was shechted, whichever one it was. Vim ein yadua eiz mehen nishchat rishon. If you don't know which one was shechted first, so now everyone's got a big question mark over their heads. They certainly brought a Korban Pesach, whichever one was shechted first, but they don't know which one it was, therefore they can't eat from any of them. So therefore, shnehen yotz in the base of Srefa, both the animals end up getting burned, none of it's eaten, but no one's bringing a Pesach sheni because everyone brought a Pesach one way or the other. The final case is lo amr lehen velo amr lo. No one authorized anyone to act on their behalf. Again, the case is they originally were a group. They had identified one animal. The animal runs away. The hero goes on his own without any authorization from another group to go find the missing animal, but he doesn't authorize them to act on his behalf. So that means if he's all to himself, if he finds and shechts, it'll be his. And if they get a new one in shechted, it'll be theirs. But he can't implicate them because they didn't authorize him as shliach, and he can't. They can't benefit him since he didn't authorize them as his shliach. That's what the Mishnah says. Lo amr lehen v'lo amr lo. If neither party authorized the other party, einan achrayin ze lezeh. There's no impact, there's no obligation, no way for one to impact the other one. Whoever shechts a korban, they get to eat it. Whoever doesn't shecht a korban doesn't have one shechted on their behalf.